four words to describe this show. No thoughts, just vibes.
No thoughts, vibes. Someone has that in neon on their wall. You know
have
they do.
Have to. I can't. That is definitely that on Love Island. That is the next neon sign on the vines. No thoughts, just vibes.
Oh, Poodle, we need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show.
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea.
When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do. When you want another show,
not 90 day one, we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious
do. They say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop at just one husband or one wife?
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next. By Curious, on with the show.
I guess it's just Gen Z. They are. Are they Gen Z?
I think they're even younger.
What's after Gen Z? Did they go back to Gen A again? Like, are we starting over? Is it like hurricanes?
I think it's not millennial. I guess they are Gen Z.
Because is that the Gen Z way of saying it's okay to be dumb?
I think it's slightly more complicated than that. It's that they don't want to label anything, so they just say vibes, and thoughts make things complicated. And if you can just vibe, this show is one big vibe. This is perfect match, y'all. It's our Bicurious for the month of February, and we know that we are more than halfway through March.
I thought this was like for like October of last year. No, I don't even know.
We had to push it twice because what happened? One time we were in Vegas, and then one time I got sick, and then something else happened. Then Love is Blind happened and screwed us.
Oh, that rugby team showed up and you canceled.
With good reason.
With good reason. Y'all, in case you had any hope for humanity, we want to remind you of this show.
Perfect match.
Yes.
Before we get into plugging announcements and talking about Love is Blind, I just want to say one thing about this show.
Yeah.
I hated episode one. Mostly episode two. I'm like, I'm not watching this. I watched 30 minutes of it. And I was like, this is dumb. There's no premise to this. And then I had it on and I was kind of like putting laundry away. And by episode three, I realized I was sitting down and I was watching this filth, this dreck. And by episode four, I realized that I liked it.
Uh-oh. You're the problem.
I am the problem, and you. I want to say, when we get to the point, I'll save it. But
we are recapping episode three today, by the way.
Episode three, which is called Strike a Match.
That's aptly, better titles on this than Love is Blind.
Agree. Y'all, if you've been living under a rock, you need to know that Love is Blind season four is out. And ready for your consumption. We have dropped our first five episodes that correspond. The show is absolute bonkers this season.
I'm sorry, were you talking? I fell asleep. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Didn't mean to.
Tiffany? Tiffany? It's so good.
I have a lot of empathy.
It's so good.
I'm a natural empath.
You know, it makes me feel good when you and I talk up something and we tell people this is so great, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it happens, like, I don't know. I think like when we were doing like when
Sexy we Beast.
Sexy Beast. No, kind of like, remember when this is going to take it back. And this is going to be for some OG sissies. And you're going to scream and say, I was there. But like when we covered Bromans and we talked about how good that show, you and I would be like, it's so good, blah, blah, blah. And
that all was of TBT the, time.
Yeah. And all the ladies would say, this show is complete garbage. Y'all are just both dickmatized by the hot guys. This is trash. And we're like, what? I worry sometimes when we say something's going to be good that people are going to read us. But it's so validating that everyone is so obsessed with it the way we are.
It's why I'm always afraid to say something is good or the best. You have no problem.
I don't care as much, but y'all read us for filth with Bromans. I still stand by it. It was camp, and I enjoyed it.
I like the camp aspect of it, but I like to say that I don't go all in for shows like this. The intellectual part of me wants to hate everything.
Don't pull over. That's me.
But Love is Blind hits the part of me the part of us that we all hate a little bit, that we all want to be loved and liked. And it also is extremely interesting. It's extremely voyeuristic. This season, there are people making awful decisions, possibly some of the worst. But this is probably going out, what is it, Wednesday this week? Something like
This will go up before the second batch drops. Who do we think? So,
also, spoiler alert, we're gonna talk a little bit about Love is Blind, y'all. If you haven't watched the first five episodes, just, I don't know, get with it.
Get with it by now. We and we want to just shout out another Below Deck podcast. They're also doing Love is Blind as well. So I think that's on their free feed. So if you are a dick pig for more, we love those guys. So
also, check them out. Natalie and Deep T are doing a podcast. I think it's called Out of the Pods.
Sorry, I fell asleep again. I didn't mean to.
I would listen to Natalie. I don't think I would listen to Deep T. I don't know. She's so thirsty with all the Kyle stuff.
I kind of respect her for the thirst because she's doing like Vegas casino Twitter ads and stuff like that. I kind of respect her.
I liked her on the show. I
liked her on the show, but I want to judge her. But then again, I want to go back to I even think you would be worse than me. But if you and I got a little bit of fame, you would be doing fucking tampon commercials.
Oh, if I was in reality television, you would be putting me in. I would be like on the tampon machine in the bathroom. Yes. Be like, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What kind of day is it?
You're just dressed as an Aunt Flo character.
Where I just come up to a teenage girl in a commercial, and I'm like, "Hey, honey, what kind of day is it? Heavy Flo here. Have poodle tampons."
You would.
Hawk tampons.
So when I judge her, then I'm going, but maybe we're the same. The same.
We are, but I hate what I hated myself.
Yeah, why we all those lines.
To be honest, it's not that I don't like hearing reality people talk. It's a little inside baseball for me. Just too much.
Yeah.
Too navel gazing.
But boy, when I watched this, I did remember how much I felt sorry for Natalie when she was dating Shane. So y'all.
Oh, right.
That is what Perfect Match is. It's the rejects from other reality shows that didn't make it.
Well, I think that's actually not true because Joey won his season of The
Circle.
That's
actually not the reject. And Francesca is probably the most popular person, and Chloe are both not rejects from
The Circle. Yeah, I would call it, y'all, this show is...
And Diamond. She's not a reject. I don't know if we're going to see her, but...
You do. You do later on.
Good, good, good.
I will say that, well, let's just say the show has a problem with black women pretty much the whole time through. And it was, by the end, it was getting really hard to handle. So I'll talk about that a little bit more. Okay. But... this to me, this show is like Love Island meets Big Brother meets Battle of the Network Stars, where they're all on one network.
It's yeah, it's definitely more of a. It's honestly not the vibe I love in reality shows where it's so competition heavy. That's not my style of show I like to watch.
Yeah.
But if you're into that and the it's smartly done, I have to say, for because it's perfect for someone like you who would get sucked into it.
It is. And it is perfect. I will say, if you, it is great cleaning television. You can go into a room and come back. It is very, very low commitment. There are 12 episodes. You will find yourself going back to it. I also like to say that it's great late night TV to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Or if you're, it's great if you have a sick child and they're convalescing and they can't watch or they're sleeping. It's great for that.
I don't know if your child should watch this.
No, the child is sleeping. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Just. Yeah, it's kind of like Laguna Beach or the OC. You just
don't you dare compare. Don't you put these in the same breath?
I did that just to get you.
I know. That was Camelot. Ooh. Before there was Selling Sunset, there was Laguna Beach, the real OC. Now, I would listen to Stephen and Kristen talking about that series. Because I was obsessed with Laguna Beach. I was obsessed with The Hills. I was obsessed with all of it, it's why I love Selling Sunset.
It's good. Selling OC should be coming back. I think,
it is.
Soon, right? I mean, like Arrington.
Wonder what's going to happen. Wonder if they were filming when Brittany Snow divorced him.
I can't wait.
Or filed for divorce. And yeah, Alex, what's her name, just swept in and said, you can come over to my house.
Or my house, sure. So you were, sorry, you were talking about the show. And the kind of
sorry, funny. You waylaid me. This show, if you don't watch, I was going to say, I just pretty much described to you what it is. It is people who have been on other Netflix shows. And my issue with this is the show's called Perfect Match, but it's extremely competitive. And basically, the show should be about, it's set up that the show is about to find your perfect match, but really, the show is really about staying in the house as long as you possibly can,
yes,
for clout.
Like the show should be called Love Games.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Y'all, I have never seen such a flimsy premise in a reality show, ever. This is the flimsiest premise I've ever seen.
That's my biggest problem with the show, and what makes me not wanting to watch to completion, because I'm like, it's all there, no one's here to find love; it's here to stay in the house.
You think that the low stakes are what's going to make you not watch? Later on, it's the low stakes that you celebrate. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the ridiculousness. They've added a couple of things, like Nick Lachey, who comes out like the wizard and pops up and scares people like Ashton Kutcher.
He does.
But you just need to know that a couple other things. A lot of these people already know each other because they're in this incestuous reality show world. Some of them have dated one another.
Oh, like, we should say it's only people that have been in reality shows on Netflix.
Yes. Which is Too Hot to Handle, Love is Blind, The Mole, and one from Sexy Beasts, Carousel. Remember Carousel?
That's the main reason I can't watch the rest. Because, y'all, I watched episode 3. Poodles watched the whole thing because he hates himself a little bit.
that is exactly why I watched it all.
But the main reason I can't is I just can't watch Carousel mouth talk for the rest of this
thing.
Oh,
wow. She has extremely expressive mouth.
It's too much for me. I feel like I'm just watching like parts of what's that movie, what's it called?
No.
The one that everybody goes to see at midnight with the lips that are just in your
Rocky
face.
Horror.
Yes. I feel like I'm just seeing like that mouth just move at me constantly, and then our arms flip about, and she goes, and she leans her head forward, and she just goes, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. She really is one living ventriloquist dummy.
Yes. She gets on my nerves.
You know, she turns into being endearing after a while. I don't think she's
a bad person. She just gets on my nerves, yeah.
But I sympathize with that opening consternation of her. But there is a lot of mouth acting. So besides that, some of these people have already dated one another. Joey and Carousel have a previous relationship.
Yeah, they fucked.
So to me, that seems unfair.
Yes.
So there are all kinds of issues I have with equity in this show about who's is already going to win. But it doesn't seem to matter to any producer.
No.
Because Nick Lachey basically says, your goal is to find your perfect match. We have no idea what the payoff of this show is going to be. Not announced. There is no prize money that we know of.
That we know. There's not. They also haven't. There's not like on the one or that show on MTV. What's it called? The one that got away. Are you the one? And
no, there's no calculations.
There's no calculations. It's just.
Which I still think that's garbage. I think they just randomly assign people.
On the MTV show?
On Are You the One? Because they're like, someone is, we are statistically matched for blah, blah, blah. I think it's all a head game. I've never seen anything about how they figure that out. They just say experts.
They do.
Yeah. So I keep running down. These are some thoughts I had just, and I wrote these, this is way back when I was writing these down. I went, what is this show? Is it a competition for love? Clout? And then I went, it's clout. Because the whole idea is that's the prize. The prize is clout. This is such a meta experience. Because now, and I know a lot of you were saying, but that's all reality shows, the prize is clout. Yes, but at least there's a premise of something. The premise is now like a piece of cellophane hanging in the wind about being finding your perfect match.
Yep.
Because basically, y'all, they have the cast, and then you have these when people aren't matched up, when they don't find their match, and they go to bed and they sleep in the same bed, which feels a little presumptuous, even for me.
But that's the thing. Well, even the challenge in episode 2, where they all have to make out with first of all, someone's going to get mono. And secondly, they all have to make out with each other. It's because they know these people are thirsty reality show people and will do whatever the fuck they want. Or will do whatever the fuck that has to be done to stay on the show.
The other thing I wrote down is, so if we follow the conclusion, which you can't follow for very long, that we're here to find your perfect match. It seems that we have assumed that you can only find your perfect match among other reality stars for Netflix.
Yeah, there is.
There's no normies.
There's one. Who was it? Is it like, because I watched episode 1 and 2. Was it in this episode or 2 where someone basically says, you know, I try to. I think it's Chase who says, like, after the show, I tried to date. But it's hard to date people in real life because they recognize and so it's just nice to be here where we all are all kind of on the same page.
Oh, what a burden to carry.
I know.
Oh, you poor boy. He's awful.
Oh,
he is absolutely awful.
But one would argue and say that he's doing what the game really is about. He's playing the game.
He's being competitive. But the thing is, there's the game and there's how the game should appear. And
he's kind of throwing that away.
The winners of this game, because it's kind of like we did the first thing of FBoy Island, and we were so pissed off that they changed the rule. We think Garrett should have won because she chose him and he's an FBoy. And they're like, sorry, we're actually giving your money away to a charity. And I'm thinking, the show, the kind of like, if you pull back and look at the show, it's supposed to be about finding love. And that's the way they're going to portray it. So there's the intention of the show, and then there's the actual competition of the show, which in this show, they're so far apart.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, this is, someone could write a dissertation on this. I guarantee you no one will, but there's something about this as far as intention of reality show and the gameplay, which is completely different.
Please don't write your dissertation because you think Poodle said it and your teacher's going to like it. They won't. Don't, y'all. Don't.
So, also, I wrote down, the point seems to stay in the house as long as possible, regardless of who you are with or if they are a perfect match or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea is that you might find your perfect match down the line. But as long as you stay in the house, you're on more episodes. So you might get your next reality show. And it's exactly. The infinity loop.
I mean, I will say for Carousel or Carousel.
You said Carousel. For Carousel, yeah.
Y'all, her name's Carousel and spelled K-A-R-I-S-E-L-L-E. Her parents hate her.
I think I'm kind of numb to that name by now because I kind of like her. But when we first heard it on Sexy Beast, I was, of course, repelled. But
I have to say, this woman dated in a mask. We couldn't even see her face. And now she's turned it to being on this show, and she's probably going to go for the whole season.
Author!
Respect, mad props to her. Like, seriously, it's kind of like deep. I'm like, good for fucking you.
I can't remember what she was in. It was a bunny mask or a flea mask. I don't know, but you're right. This woman's face was obscured, and now she gets to show her face.
I do sometimes.
Progress.
I do miss Sexy Beast. I wish they just kind of made it
you're
more
wrong.
Like Next.
Oh, God. Y'all, give me Next again, especially Gay Next.
It's the best.
if you go back, it shows you a little bit kind of how far we've gotten about representation because it was just awful twinks with Zac Efron hair and dressed in American Eagle clothing.
Speaking of Zac Efron hair, did you see that Blake from Lindsay and Blake cut his
Blaine.
Hair? Or Blaine cut his hair.
Yes, and it looks good. It looks That's hot.
Good. Anyway. All right.
So let's are we done with our overview? That was 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. I think we're done.
I just want to say...
For the record, Poodle said, this is going to be a short episode.
One more thing to add to it. The people who are there, they can bring in other reality stars. If you win a competition, compatibility challenge, or it's one of their challenges, you get to go to the boardroom and sell stocks. I'm kidding. You get to match people up and fuck with people.
It also, I just want to say, from an art direction standpoint, the boardroom looks completely different than anything on this entire show.
It is true.
It looks like they walk into a different, it looks like they walk into the circle. And I'm like, wait, what? You were,
yeah.
Huh? Like, it makes no sense. This house is beautiful where they
it's
are.
It's very futuristic, the boardroom is. Yeah.
Where the house is like, you know, boho chic. Like, it makes, not even boho chic.
This
it's kind of modern.
This
no
is
sense.
The boardroom on a spaceship. With
Yes, it makes. And then, like, when they move people, their little avatars, when they move them, they start dancing back and forth. And they're just like dancing in a circle, but it's like Back to the Future, or it's like, and when they're in the future, you know, that they're just going back and forth like a Harry Potter picture that moves.
And I'm going to refer you to what I first said about the show. No thoughts, just vibes. and honestly, that's what I started to enjoy about this show. And y'all, it is hard for me to turn my brain off, but I was able to with this show. I still don't know how, but I watched the whole thing.
You did.
There's something here, though. There's something here because we've seen a lot of these people. I don't know. We stopped watching Too Hot to Handle, and I watched one season of Circle, and I hated it. Mostly because they had to say heart emoji. They had to, like, call out the emojis, and I felt like I was peeling off my own skin every time I heard someone do that.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that when they're like, heart emoji, a scared emoji, fire emoji?
People really, we have a lot of sissies that really like the circle. I'm just not usually.
I wasn't one of them.
I'm not that type of like, I'm not a Survivor, Big Brother. I'm not that type of reality show person.
So, yeah.
Bachelor, I can do because it, at least what The Bachelor does that this show doesn't, The Bachelor and Bachelorette at least hold on to the presumption that people are there to find love, even though we know most of them or all of them completely are not.
So you like it, what I told before, the intention of the show, the show's premise, you like it when they're close to the actual product.
I'm not an idiot, even though I know it's bullshit and it's fake, I like us still to kind of live in, like The Traitors, actually, I enjoyed.
God, that was so good.
Because they really stuck to the premise of the show and keeping the theme of the show. And it was money.
Money is a clear, the intention, the Venn diagram lines up. It's a perfect circle when shows are about money.
Or dick. You
know, or dick. Like the love of Dills, which we haven't seen because I don't get out TV because I refuse to pay for it.
It is on Amazon.
What?
But I think a sissy told me about it. It's on Amazon. I went, if it's on Amazon Prime, I want to watch it. But I think it might be you have to pay for it. But I still probably will pay for it on Amazon and watch it.
I'm not doing that. I'm not paying extra. I already have all of them.
It's a tax write-off.
Still. It's the principal thing. Don't make, that's a gay tax. I refuse to pay a gay tax.
Believe me, you should write it off. I'm doing our taxes right now. We need the write-off.
Fuck you. I won't pay a gay tax for a write-off. That's what I'm calling it now. All additions to, whether it's Stars or anything, that's a gay tax.
We're never going to get to this show.
I've had 3 espressos. Nespressos.
Y'all, Jake got an espresso machine. You're only supposed to have like maybe 1 or 2 of those.
Fuck off. I'll do what I want. Like Felix the Cat says, I take what I want and I want what I take.
You're going to shit your pants in a minute.
Probably. So I think that's all we do for the overview. I have to ask you one thing. What is Francesca doing makeup-wise to her face?
She puts on too much foundation. Her eye, she does her normal eye and her wing, but she wears a lot of foundation. And a lot of the girls on this show aren't as contoured as heavily.
Yeah.
At least, so wait for Chloe to come on. I'm sure when Chloe comes on that Chloe is a full beat.
But Chloe is a full beat. But Francesca does this thing. There's so much blush on her nose, or she's been in the sun too long.
She might be on the sun. I think she's there. That's a thing now. I don't know if you know, like doing the blush on the cheeks and putting blush on the nose. And honestly, sometimes I like it a little bit, but
none of the other women do it. So it feels like.
I feel like most of the other women are wearing, not in their confessionals, but in the house, they're wearing a less makeup vibe. Francesca's full face.
I think that's a good point.
Because even her skin looks like it has makeup on it.
I agree. It looks like she's kind of wearing a face over her face.
Yeah. Well, she is. She
God,
is.
Y'all, what a villain. I got to give it to her. I was shocked that she had this much in her. It was a ride watching her.
It was a ride. It was a ride.
Let's jump in. I don't even want to go. I don't know how you feel about this. I don't want to have to like, go through every single thing of this, like who talks to who. It's not even that important.
I think what's important to start off with is that kind of the way it ended is that Chase came in last episode and was ready to fuck shit up. And so they're all nervous because Chase and I wrote her name down.
Here we go.
And Sophie and
Sophie. Yeah.
And Sophie. They are going to be the ones that are going to choose what new people come in the house.
They won the kissing competition.
They won the kissing competition. And,
because that was the thing that happened.
And Chase very smartly put Carousel as a kisser. And he said, I did that on purpose. He said she was a much better kisser than that. He even said he chipped his tooth when they kissed because he wanted to give them a low score so that way he wouldn't win, or they wouldn't win.
So, and this is when you have the opposition here, y'all. Chase isn't playing at all about being here to find his perfect match. He tries a little bit later, but what he's here to do is to burn it all down and being an agent of chaos and basically try to, he goes out on 3 dates consecutively. He just keeps trying out new women.
Yes.
And all the women say, we got to get him out of here. But really, he's just kind of playing the game without any intention. He's not playing the premise of the game. He's just playing the clout game.
Yeah.
And it's kind of refreshing. I still can't stand to watch him because it feels extremely misogynistic. Watching him just go through women.
That he does do that.
And also, I don't find him hot as like I used to on Too Hot to Handle. I just don't.
I think he's attractive.
His hairline is still weird for me.
He's completely boring, but I do think he's hot.
So I want to talk about this. So if you don't watch the show, Francesca from Too Hot to Handle is with Dom, I think Dom is real hot.
He's gorgeous.
Unfortunately, Dom is a little dim and quite Canadian and quite naive.
Yeah.
And someone like Francesca is just going to eat his lunch. So they're together. They've kind of been together since day one. Dom is already saying things like, they're talking about the meaning of life and their sweets, so you can imagine what that's like. It's like, my mom's going to love you. My little brother's going to fall in love with you. And even Francesca's like, dude, I know we're both playing here, but this is too much for me.
Well, and also some of the other women realized, y'all, I don't think Francesca is in love with this guy. She's totally playing the game.
Absolutely not.
This guy doesn't see it at all.
She's just acting really well.
He was her worst kisser when they did the kissing challenge. And then later she realized, oh, I fucked up. I got to kiss this guy so that way I can stay with him longer.
Later on, Shane and Inez, Shane obviously from Love is Blind, coked up young Gary Busey. And Inez, who is from The Circle France, who is kind of like my favorite person on the show.
She is my favorite person on the show.
Because she's just so fucking French. She's at the same time kind of like impolite and polite that they'll say.
But she also gets kind of in her head and nerdy. Like when she has to approach guys,
love her.
She gets kind of awkward. I really like her.
She's the kind of the realest person in the house, if that makes sense.
Yep.
I enjoy her. So, but y'all, Shane is still doing coked up Gary Busey. And watching Shane on the show.
He's ripped now. I will say his body looks incredible.
Oh, yeah. It is amazing they were able to get such a good edit for him in his season.
Yeah.
What did those season two editors do? Because he says weird stuff, he says awkward things, but at the same time, I do feel like there is a complicated person who wants to do good in there, but it's so covered up with so much shit.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But y'all, Shane is a disaster to be in a relationship with because he's so ultra sensitive, so reactive to everything.
Yeah. We see it in this episode, how reactive he is.
Yeah. Oh, what a nightmare. Big dick, though. I'll tell you that. Wow. So the men are just having this conversation about bulking.
I didn't understand any of it. I was so confused by it.
Maybe want to jerk off.
Wasn't even hot to me because I was like, what? Huh?
That was hot. So intermittent fasting. This doesn't think it's bulking. So y'all, we need to talk about someone named Savannah. I don't know what she was from. Maybe it was Too Hot to Handle. Maybe it's The Circle. I don't care. But
maybe The Circle?
Savannah's been with Nick, who was with The Circle, one of The Circle contestants. And Nick is like my type of guy who I would date. Nerdy, kind of smart. But but just as douchey as all the others, really underneath it all.
Yeah.
And, but Nick has been with Savannah for a while, and Savannah is really playing the, she's not really going to let anybody in until she needs to. She is kind of was flirty with Dom very, very quickly before Francesca snapped him up. Ooh. And they're just kind of looking at each other across the room. And so Savannah is not feeling Nick, but she's looking for, she's kind of like Eve Harrington to Francesca's Betty Margot Channing. I just made it real gay, didn't I?
If I can't compare this to the LC or to Laguna Beach and OC, you can't compare this show
to All About Eve.
All About Eve. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. If you have a 75-year-old gay man in you, you got that joke.
You wanted to say Alexis Carrington and then
you don't know.
I'm losing my gay card.
I don't know their names. Linda Evans.
This is more like, this isn't even Dynasty. You can compare it to that stage show we saw called Legends.
Oh God. God, that script of that play. Oh my God. That's when we left. It was so sad.
It was so sad, yeah.
So this, y'all, already, and Savannah says, she even says about Francesca, she's like, I see what she's doing. She's good.
She got with the dumbest guy. She immediately said, I'm going to get with the dumbest guy first. Because Francesca, even though I don't necessarily, she is gorgeous. And kind of all the guys are saying she's the most gorgeous woman there. I don't know if necessarily for my type, but she is
beautiful. It's how she carries herself.
It is.
She is the queen fucking bee wherever she is.
Yeah.
And y'all, you can't teach that. You grow up that way. And you learn to own every environment you're in. She owned Too Hot to Handle when she was on it.
She did.
And she owned that after the altar. With Damien.
That was so random.
God.
And Damien.
Big props.
And Damien is still a potential to come into the house as well.
Oh, don't worry. He will.
And so you're like, wait a minute. But Francesca and Damien already dated. Like, it's again.
They didn't really date.
No premise needed for this show.
Friends.
Yeah.
So, moving on. Jason and Sophia are in the boardroom with Nick Lachey. Sounds like the beginning of a folk song.
It does.
Nick Lachey reminds them, so you can bring new people in the house, or you can break up relationships, or you can find a new person for yourself. And they have a choice with Chloe. We love Chloe from Too Hot to Handle.
Chloe Vich.
Izzy and Georgia from Too Hot to Handle, which we didn't watch. And Diamond from Love is Blind.
I love Diamond.
Me too. She gets shit on later because she does come in.
She's too nice.
Yeah. And sadly, I think she's at a different maturity point than all these other people.
Yes, she's way more of a fully formed person. Yeah. She does not belong on this show.
She does not belong on this show.
No.
So basically, of course, y'all, they match Nick and Izzy. So no more Savannah. They don't match them. Nick and Izzy are going on a date. And Chase says, I'm going to go on a date too. It's my third one. Why not?
So the woman he's coupled up with is compatible. He's just saying.
And Sophie, to her face.
To her face. I will say, Aunt Sophie gave him all the power in the boardroom.
She did.
The women had a talk before. She knows that Savannah talked to her about, because the women are kind of pairing up where Francesca isn't hanging out with Aunt Sophie, Inez, and Savannah. The three of them have been talking more. And so I would have really pushed to put, to break apart Francesca.
No, I think Aunt Sophie's just kind of wandering around on for a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's really a problem because French, you got Francesca and her Lieutenant Carousel.
Yeah.
Lieutenant mm-hmm. Carousel reporting for duty. Mm-hmm. It's like Spaceballs. Sergeant Asshole. Lieutenant Asshole here. How many assholes are on this ship?
I love that movie.
Me too. We did a watch. We did a watch and chat one time with that movie. It was amazing.
It is amazing.
Woo! Too many, too much in the espresso. Okay.
You can't have any more espresso. You're fucking. I'm on Sudafed right now for a sinus migraine, and I'm calmer than you.
So later on, I also need to say that Carousel compares Jace to COVID entering America.
She's like, he's like COVID, just coming in and fucking everything up. I'm talking with my mouth everywhere. Just fuck. That's what he is. He's like COVID. She looks like a. Like a more, you know what? I'm not going to compare it to a Muppet because I love Janet from Electric Teeth, and I'm not going to do that.
Janice.
Well, I said Janet. Sorry.
Maybe you were combining it from Rocky Horror.
I was.
Damn it, Janet. You weren't. You just said it wrong. So Chase is on his date with Georgia. They're kayaking. The only thing you need to know is that everything that comes out of Chase's mouth is bullshit. And Georgia seems to be falling for it. And it's the worst bullshit.
Oh.
And I'm like, Georgia, you're clueless, girl.
Clueless. Like, if Francesca and Chase ever get together, oh, they'll break apart everybody.
Yeah, totally. I agree. Well, Francesca's smart because she's above the fray. She's trying... The thing about this... And you don't, maybe you do. Do you watch, we've talked about this before. You say you don't like a lot of competition shows, but you kind of understand you kind of need to be Miss Congeniality.
No,
you can't take all the hard shots because you're not going to win, especially in things where you want to be seen as someone who does good.
Yes. You can't show your hand until later
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And you got to be kind of nice about it. So they have to act like they're in with the premise. Chase is refusing to do that. So I don't think they would be together. You know, Nick is with Izzy and in the hot tub.
Nick, I was kind of into Nick until he turned his hat backwards, and now I'm real into him.
He's just kind of a goob.
He's hot.
He's really hot to me. Yeah. He's like the hottest guy in the house for me because he's exactly my type. Kind of geeky, a little nerdy. I know that is geeky in the house.
He's the hottest for like the whole package. Dom yep. is fucking gorgeous,
oh, God,
but again,
he's so hot.
He's not smart. He fucks good, y'all, because dumb guys fuck good.
The thing about it is, I don't think he's intellectually dumb. He is just kind of emotionally, he's not savvy at all, weird because he was on The Mole.
Yeah. Did he win?
I don't know. I can't remember. Later on, there's a guy who was on The Mole with him, this like blonde, long-haired blonde guy. Uh-huh. They hate each other.
Ooh.
The guy looks like Thor. anyway.
See another reason why you watch this show.
A lot of guys. Nick and Izzy, of course, are making out. Savannah will not stand in Izzy's way. Later on, we find out Chase comes back and says, Anne Sophie comes back and says, so Chase is deciding to explore other options. And you know, like, she just what? Wants to leave now.
And Carousel's like, we got to get him out of here. We got to leave.
Y'all, then.
Even Francesca does go up to Izzy.
Yeah.
When they, because they go, he goes, right? That's who Chase goes on a date with, is he, right?
Chase goes on a date with, Georgia.
Georgia. She goes up to Georgia and says, hey, you cannot trust this guy. You need to get rid of him. And Georgia's, again.
Georgia's like, what you mean? He's so nice to me.
She's also like, I'm not going to believe her.
Well, she's actually telling you the truth, honey.
She is.
I understand not wanting to trust her because Francesca's she's playing it really smart by trying to play above the fray.
The thing about Francesca is women don't like her, and she doesn't get along with women very well.
Nope. Only Carousel, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Carousel wants to be everyone's friend.
Well, she wants to be with Joey, and nobody else wants to be with Joey. They're already locked in.
You're right. Thank you for saying that. You nailed it.
Unless someone splits them up. I haven't seen the rest of the season. Jake has. But they're locked in.
They're together the whole time.
I would think could give them an advantage.
It is. It's clearly an advantage.
Clearly. Like, from the first episode.
And no one seems to be aware of it or care about it, because they all say, oh, Carousel and Joey are really working their stuff out. I want them to do well. Even Chase and Anne-Sophie, like, yeah, they're good guys.
I would be like,
break them up.
I'd be like, he's going on a date with some hot girl. I want to break this shit
now,
up.
I would go more full on than Chase did in this show. I'd walk in there. First of all, I'd walk in there with just a bikini top.
bottoms. No bottoms, y'all.
And I wouldn't wear anything but a bikini top the whole time.
Poodle would Donald Duck this entire season.
Porky Pig, just my dick hanging out with fake boobs on it.
Exactly.
And I'd break everyone in the house up. And when they'd finally kick me out, that would just like sink into hell all of a sudden.
Like at the end of Hadestown.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Or Greek myth spoiler alert. One or the other. So, y'all, from across the room, Savannah just says, Dom, can I talk to you? And we sense a disturbance in the force. And it's like Francesca knows, too. Because, y'all, that girl, she's very, very savvy and aware.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the kind of thing I said before. You can't teach that. It's
no.
That's her. And it's like she went, she saw it, and because her spidey sense picked up, and she's like, Savannah knows what she's doing. And that was the no thoughts, just vibes comment. So Francesca's basically telling Georgia, that's we already said, it's gotta be Shane or Izzy. Georgia and Izzy, it's gotta be Shane or Nick, no Chase. Like, she's Queen Bee. No one steps to her.
No.
And we will have the first one who is doing that. And let's just move on. I don't give a shit about Nick and Izzy and blah, blah, blah. Shane being super reactive towards Inez. Francesca talks to Dom. And he's like, well, I need to tell you. Savannah and I had a conversation. And she immediately, this is such an interesting topic or tactic. She goes, say no more. Say no more.
It is.
Say no more.
What is interesting about it? Francesca, in Too Hot to Handle, because we watched an entire season with her, so we know her well. We saw her on Love is Blind. The thing that is the ace for Francesca is that she goes into every situation with no emotion. It is completely concealed. And suddenly, now she's emotional.
Yeah.
Or if it's calculated, it feels emotional.
Yeah. So this girl is making her be reactive, and she does not like it.
Because she follows that up with, what a fucking bitch. What's wrong with her?
But she was saying, say no more, because she thought he was going to break up with her.
I wonder that too.
So basically,
Dom was
says,
like, no, I told her I'm loyal. I'm having the conversation with you. I wanted to have the conversation. I'm telling you that I had that conversation.
I still have our chastity thing on my penis.
Yeah.
So
you won't give me the key.
So then Francesca says, Savannah, can I see you for a second? And now.
Well, okay, before the theater, Francesca says, she crossed the line. I'm not going to stand for it. I will not sleep until she comes home.
She gets out of the house.
That's a good prep. And then she gets, now, yes.
We present your Bi-Curious Theater. This is why we did this episode.
Have you ever done a Bi-Curious Theater before?
I don't know.
We're not going to remember.
I'm sure.
We're not going to remember.
Bye, 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 bye.
Curious. Do.
My show, our show. All right.
Ooh, I love cream.
Wow.
Sorry.
So I think we talked about this. I think I'm going to play Savannah. I'll seed you.
I feel like something we should say though, for people that haven't watched the season. We totally forgot to talk about this. I think it's important before we talk about Savannah came into the first episode and chose Nick under the, she purposely got him early and said, basically, hey, I'm not really into you. You don't seem really into me. We should couple up. And Nick was like, great. This entire time, Nick is kind of acting like he's crushing on her. She's given him nothing.
Zero.
And it's completely so.
Ice queen. Yeah.
Of anyone, it could be argued to say that even though we don't fully know Francesca's motivations because she's covering him up, Savannah, to me, is not here for the right reasons at
all. She's definitely not.
She is here.
Definitely not.
Her, I think, and Chase have much more in common the way they're trying to play the game.
She's playing the quote unquote female route of Chase, but she's doing it very slowly.
I think that's important to say before. So you know that is, who the players are.
That is good. And Francesca's kind of playing the same game, but a much more above the fray version. Yes.
Oh, here, I'm going to put my hair in my face like Francesca.
Okay.
So I can
put some blush on your nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on a really tight dress and a stone face and a slight smile.
Granted, yes, this is audio, but we commit to character, y'all.
Yes.
And action.
Hey, Francie,
you want to talk?
My name's Savannah, but that's okay.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm playing the other person.
going well already.
Okay. And we're ready. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah. Come. Hi. Can we talk?
Sure. I guess.
Yeah. Let's sit over here. Okay. So listen. You know, how are you?
I'm good.
I know you made it past it, Dom. I know.
I didn't make a pass at Dom.
I know.
I didn't make a pass at Dom. I was just, I think I was doing, what I, think you I, do? I think I'm what I'm supposed to doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you asked if he was interested. To me, that's making a pass. Let's make a pass.
Oh, it's not making a pass. I'm here on Perfect Match. I'm here to find my perfect match.
Okay. Well, but you know, I wouldn't be making moves on Joey, you know, because he's in relationship with
Are you and Dom in a relationship?
We're together.
Are you a boyfriend and girlfriend?
What? No. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, so it's not your perfect match.
Well, no.
I don't like that.
I think it's gross and I think it's shady. And I think you need to like mop your fucking dignity off the floor because I would never pull that fucking. Like,
I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm here to find my perfect match.
And you just stop saying that word. Why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Why? No, but you know, can you just stop saying that? I don't know your issue. God, you said that you have someone you're with, like work it out. You're shady and I hope you go home.
You're not in a relationship.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm over it. I'm walking away. Don't come follow me and sit by my friends. Click, 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 click. 5 seconds later, she sits
click,
down.
Click, 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 click. Hey, can I sit by you?
Do you have to? Do you have to? I thought we finished the conversation. I thought.
Carousel and Aunt Sophie's face is
sitting there on the couch. Carousel's mouth just going.
Okay, we're back. We're back here.
We're back.
I can sit anywhere I want to sit.
Fine.
Anyway, I'm like an adult and I want to have a conversation. You left the conversation, so I want to have your conversation. This is how I have a decent conversation with you. I want to have a decent conversation because I'm an adult and that's how I do things. I'm here to find my perfect match.
You think this is mature? You think this is mature? You're just talking down to me. That's what you're just talking down to me.
What do you think you were doing over there? Do you think you were talking down to me?
No, I was not talking to you. You should have pulled me over. You should have pulled me over and asked if you could talk to Dom. Like, that would be the, like, that would be the human, like, polite thing to do.
Well, he actually told me if he would have talked to me the first day, then it really would have made something because he's very attracted to me.
Cut to Sophie in a carousel. Okay, we're back at it. I'm not going to respond to that.
Okay. You have a good time. Bye. Click, 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 click.
What a fucking bitch. And scene.
Y'all, if you weren't watching this gooped and gagged,
it was a good scene. It
was good. What I loved in this is that Savannah never sweat one bead.
It's Francesca's met her match.
I know.
Because Francesca, or Savannah talked to her in that, you know, she kind of talked to her like when my mother got mad at Bill George and talked to, when my mother gets really mad at somebody that fucks us up.
Just blah, blah, blah.
She has that little bit of condescension when she talks to her. And that's really hard to call out if you don't know how to call that
out. It's impossible to fight.
It is.
The only way you can do it is by walking away or dropping the rope.
I know from experience, when Poodle gets really upset, you just walk away.
It is the best thing to do because one of us will leave in a body bag. So what, you need to leave already.
I can sometimes do that too because I am my mother's child. I usually, when Poodle gets like that, I leave and then I just hire in someone from like rentstud.com and he just comes over and dicks him down.
So y'all, later on, just in the they're fighting and Savannah finds Dom again. And
no, not even beginning. Later on. Savannah immediately leaves that fight and is like, I'm going to go talk to Dom.
And this is like at the beginning of episode 4.
Oh, wait. That's the end of episode 3. It ends. And so I didn't watch the rest. So you can tell me.
I can just tell you. Dom, Francesca goes, Dom. No. Like a dog.
And does he behave like a dog and come over?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Of course he does.
And he says, don't talk to her. You can talk to anyone else. You can't talk to her.
Let me guess. Was he immediately like a dog who thought he was in trouble? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's like, I wasn't going to drink. I was just getting Oreos.
Jesus.
Y'all, this was.
Briefly, for the. Not another 40 minutes, but kind of talk about what happens in
Let
the rest
me just
of the season.
Talk
if
about.
If you don't want a spoiler, though, bye. We love you.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you for supporting
us. I'm
going to
tell
us.
You about the rest of the season.
Hang up now.
I would say it's not worth your time unless you are convalescing.
Okay.
Or in a full body cast, like your Aunt Karen.
if you just got COVID again, then it's good to watch.
Yeah, I will say if your time is valuable, it may not be the best choice. I hate myself, so of course I watched the whole last thing. Always, it was my last thing I would watch before I went to bed. So
I get that.
It was that kind of television for me. So you just need to know this. Chloe comes in, Damien comes in, Francesca drops Dom really quick for Damien. And they're together for a while. And
because
then
they already had an advantage because they knew one another.
Exactly. Then a girl, Abby, from 20-somethings Austin comes in and they put Abby with Francesca. And she goes out a date. Abby, however, kind of turns crazy because she doesn't like it that Francesca kissed Carousel. She's like, I kiss all my friends. So Abby left too.
did Dom end up leaving?
No. Dom wound up coupling with Georgia.
What about Chase?
Chase leaves because I think.
Does anyone ever get him, like give him his comeuppance kind of a
thing?
Not
really. The girls kind of freeze him out. I'm trying to remember. I watched this a long time ago. So
what about Bartiz? Because I know he shows up as well.
He shows up. He's
just the best of the best, y'all. The best of the best.
He's pulling the same shit, but he kind of gets angry with like Abby later on, who comes in and he's like, no, no. He's like, I'm just trying to play. Like, Bartice is even more ruthless about the gameplay than Chase.
Well, also Chase is smarter. Bartice is dumb.
But Bartice is awful. Like, you just talks to her like, he's like, it's all irrelevant to me. We just need to be together because blah, blah, blah. And Chabby's like, but my heart is in this. It was so awful. Bartice did not do himself any favors by being on the show. He
so who
might have
wins
been even more
the show?
I don't know if you call it winning. that's what I was left with when I watched the final episode. I'm like, is this a win? It was the weirdest ending. So just to continue on, Shane gets with, oh God, who is it? I think Shane winds up with Chloe.
Okay.
For a while. And it actually seems like a good thing.
Is that Inez get with Nick?
Yes, but they break up. Oh. And they both kind of go home. The last five couples, I believe, are Joey Carousel. Oh, I should say this. Francesca just tells Damien, like, when they're starting to get really close, and he's like, I think blah, blah. He's like, yeah, well, I don't think that you'll be with me outside of this house, so I'm going to leave. So after that whole reign of terror, I also think she just had this idea that she would not win. And I don't think she wanted to leave.
She wanted to leave on her own terms, and she was there long enough to get the clout that she needed.
Exactly. So it was very, like...
Let me guess, she left, like, episode 8?
No, for like, episode 10, 11.
Yeah.
So she leaves, and people start to leave near the end. But I can think of, like, Shane, Chloe, Carousel, Joey, Dom, and Georgia. Who else? Oh, I think Nick does get with someone. I can't even remember. Everyone else is just, like, negligible. You can't even remember them. But they, all the cast members, in a style of Big Brother, vote for who is the perfect match.
And I'm sure it's Joey and Carousel.
You'd think.
Wow.
But it's Dom and Georgia.
Wow.
Because they connected out of nowhere. I think the vote was kind of rigged. I also, the biggest thing I just forgot to tell you is, on the last episode,
Cocaine Bear shows up.
Yes, and he eats Nick Lachey. On the last episode, Joey proposes marriage to Carousel and gets down on one knee, and she accepts.
Oh, wow!
So I guess that, and they tell the cast this. So I guess that being married, proposing marriage to someone, is not enough to win perfect match.
Wait, so is Dom? Did Dom and Georgia win something?
They won a trip. A couple of days. Again, it was for clout. The whole thing was for clout. Then I just kind of looked up, y'all. No one's together. And not even Joey and Carousel. Yeah. It was all worth nothing. That's the most absurdest part of it. It was all sound and fury.
But the experiment works. Does it? Does it?
It's kind of like the anti-Love is Blind.
Yeah.
That's why I was frustrated for a while after I watched that last episode, but I was kind of like, no, this kind of makes sense.
So who do you think from, we've only seen episodes 1 through 5 so far, who do you think from Love is Blind will be on Perfect Match?
Kwame.
Yeah, I think Kwame.
Micah.
For Micah sure. And Arena, yeah. For sure.
This is sad.
For sure, Micah.
I don't know if Arena is pretty enough to go on it.
You have to be real hot to be on the show, yeah. But Micah will be on it for sure.
Micah for sure. She's my pick. I think
the one guy that everybody thought was so hot that we only saw one time.
I don't know if they do that. I think they're usually their top five.
Yeah, usually. Zach. Yeah, maybe Zach.
Zach.
He'd be terrible.
I doubt Paul would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he would. For sure.
But The other girls, I don't think anyone would go on it. But Micah for sure. Micah is definitely the perfect match. And I think Kwame too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
I will be watching season two. I will tell you, I don't want to, but I will be.
I'll let you just tell us about it or not. Or maybe we'll do another Bi-Curious of it. Y'all, that's your Bi-Curious for the month of April from 2018, or whatever month
February.
This is. We're going to get you your March Bi-Curious. It'll be here in June. It'll be right there with that musical
episode.
Everyone
loves a June baby.
A June baby. Yeah, it'll be a musical episode. That's how we'll do it.
Yep.
Be right there. All right, everybody. Thank you for your support, sissies. We appreciate it. Until next time, we will see you. But Poodle, till then, it's what?
Bye.
Bye.
Close off now?
No.